Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. This is your host, Pastor Al Davis here. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock, and glad to have you tuning in this afternoon, and hope you enjoyed Pastor Lutz being back. He was gone for a couple of weeks. Good to have him back in the seat here this afternoon, and I hope you'll stay tuned after us. Pastor Andy Rusnak will be after us as well with his program, but in the meanwhile, here we are today, this post 4th of July, Independence Day, July 5th, and glad to be with you. Hope you'll be able to join in the conversation here this afternoon. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. And let's go ahead and open our program here today with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to come before you today. We just pray that you would bless our time together here this afternoon. And I just pray that you'd encourage us, Lord. Thank you again that we could take some time yesterday to celebrate the blessings that you've given us by allowing us to be a part of this country. And we think of all the various places in the world that we could be living, various times that we could have been born into. What a blessing to be here in the United States of America at this time in world history. So Father, just pray bless now the program. Help us to point people to Christ that are searching, and just pray to help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you here today. And again, I want to welcome you to the program. I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call here this afternoon. Our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll get you on the air. Of course, you can find out more about us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And even on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can find us there as well. Well, I hope you had a great day yesterday. And really, it was, other than being a little warm and humid here in northeastern Ohio, at least in Richfield where I live, very nice day. No rain, didn't have any rain to contend with, and it was just great. Some people from church over, and we had a great time. We grilled some things out later on in the evening, and even had a chance to tune in and watch President Trump at the nation's capital. If you saw that, what a great speech. He was on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and he really didn't get political about anything. It was just a celebration of America and the blessings that God has showered upon this country. And then he also, as he came down to the latter part of the speech, he highlighted the nation's military, starting with the United States Coast Guard, and then, of course, the Air Force after that. And then he went on to highlight, of course, the Navy and the Marines and the Army, and flyovers from each of the services with some of their various aircraft, helicopters, jets, things of that nature. And really great to fly over the Blue Angels afterwards. And maybe you've seen the picture online where the Blue Angels came up from behind the Lincoln Memorial. And you know how they have that thing where they have the streamers that come out the back to leave the trails in the sky. And they came up and they did the maneuver where some of them part off to the right, some to the left, and others more or less straight up. And it just a beautiful display as they came up over the Lincoln Memorial. I told my wife, I said, the only thing that would have been better is if they'd have done it with the red, white, and blue colors. I think it was just all sort of the white smoke coming out of the back of the aircraft. But what a great speech. Hope you had a chance to see it. If you didn't see it, you can go online and find it. I'm sure they have various locations where you can find it. I'm sure if you just Google, well, maybe not Google. Google doesn't like the conservatives and President Trump that much. But you can go to an alternative to Google, such as DuckDuckGo, and there's others. But I know that a really good source, Right Side Broadcasting Network, if you've ever watched some of their stuff, they usually carry a lot of things that are happening in regards to the president. But you can Google that, and you can find the video of the president's speech yesterday and some of the festivities as our nation came together. And it was funny, the media, the leftist media, was saying all the way up until practically yesterday morning that, oh, there's not going to be anybody there. It's going to be embarrassingly small crowds. And if you've been to Washington, D.C., you know where the mall is, from the Lincoln Memorial, looking down the mall and towards the Washington Monument in the background. And it was just absolutely packed along the side of the reflecting pool there, just absolutely packed with people. I've not heard what the numbers of people were that they estimate came in, but absolutely packed. And what a beautiful day. And even with the rain, there were still a lot of people who came in to celebrate our nation's birthday. Well, I wanted to share a couple of things, too. And, of course, like I said, if you have a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673, and we'll get to you there as well. But in the meanwhile, I wanted to talk about a couple of things here that we celebrate what we have in America. And when we think about the founding of this country, I don't know if anybody's took the time yesterday to read the Declaration of Independence. I had an opportunity to be on the News and Focus program yesterday with Chris Long, and he asked me to come on and help read the Declaration of Independence, and we read it in its entirety. But there's a couple of things in the Declaration of Independence that really, when you look at it, it really encapsulates the attitudes of the founding fathers of this country and their reliance upon God. Now, I'm not going to say that every single one of the founding fathers was a born-again Christian, but many of them were. And you know, think about it, just thinking of President George Washington, of course, our first president under the Constitution. And I say that because we had the Continental Congress, which had a president of the Continental Congress, who, in a technical sense, I guess you could say, was a president before that, a couple of them. But President Washington, our first president, when he was serving during the Revolutionary War as a general, you know, he was an Episcopalian, raised Episcopal Church. Of course, that's the Church of England, and there in Virginia. And he had a particular chaplain. It was a Baptist preacher by the name of John Gano. And Gano was a strong supporter, as were many of the Baptists in the 1700s there, of the revolution and the establishment of a independent United States here in this land, on this continent. And he was one of George Washington's favorite chaplains. And John Gano, actually, there's a painting of this, and a historian by the name of James Beller, in his book about some of the Christian history, it's America in Crimson Red, I believe is the title of it, shows some documentation that he unearthed that basically substantiates the claim that John Gano actually baptized George Washington during the course of the Revolutionary War. Apparently, George Washington became convicted of the Bible truth of salvation, the message of faith by grace alone, or by faith alone through grace alone, and he put his faith in Christ as his personal Lord and Savior, and John Gano baptized him. Now, I'm not sure exactly the date of his salvation, but John Gano, being a Baptist preacher, would not have baptized George Washington until he made sure that General Washington absolutely had put his faith in Christ, because That's one of the central tenets of Baptists. This is something that Baptists have held close and dear and defended all the way back to the first century church. I appreciate Pastor Lutz in the last half hour talking a little bit about Baptist history. There's a false history out there that says that the Baptists are kind of Johnny-come-lately Protestants that originated with John Smythe or John Smith in England in the 1600s, and that they invented baptism by immersion. Well, they didn't invent baptism by immersion. If you read in your Bible the word Baptist, baptized, baptizer, baptized, baptizeth, those all come from the Greek word, which means to immerse in the water and overwhelm with the water and to bring up out of the water. That's why we're called Baptist, not Rantesis, which goes to the Greek word, which has to do with sprinkling or pouring. And in the first century, the apostles, when they, in the Word of God, when it gives descriptions of baptism, when in the book of Acts, when it describes the baptism of the Ethiopian eunuch, he said, "See, here is much water. What doth hinder me from being baptized?" And Philip, of course, said, "If you believe," he said he would baptize him if he believed. And of course, Philip was an early Baptist preachers. Hey, wait a minute, Pastor Al, you're a Baptist. Why are you trying to call Philip a Baptist? Well, it's not that Philip called himself a Baptist. It's just that he ascribed to the New Testament doctrine, the same doctrine that I ascribe to, the same doctrine that Baptists historically have ascribed to down through the ages. We never lost the doctrine of baptism. We never invented the doctrine of baptism. We received it from the Word of God. In fact, John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Christ, I'm not saying he was the founder of the Baptist Church, but he was called the Baptist because he immersed people in the River Jordan. He even baptized by immersion the Lord Jesus Christ in the River Jordan. And when Jesus came up out of the water, the Bible says that the voice of God from heaven, God the Father, "This is my beloved Son." And remember, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove came down and lighted upon him. He had the presence of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit right there, putting the seal of approval on the ministry of Jesus Christ, recognized by John the Baptist, the one who was his forerunner. But getting back to another number of things here, talking about John Gano and President Washington, or General Washington at the time, John Gano, as a Baptist preacher, would have made certain that George Washington understood the gospel, that he understood that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that he understood that it's not by works that we get to heaven, but by faith alone, and we put our faith in Christ, and through God's grace, he forgives us of our sins. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, shall be saved. We don't inherit it. We don't merit it. We don't earn it. We don't buy it. We don't sacrifice for it. We merely believe it. We put our faith in Christ, he saves us. And he would have made sure that George Washington genuinely was born again. And George Washington likely gave public testimony of his faith in Christ. "When I baptize people, following the way that they practiced it in the first century, I baptize people upon their profession of faith in Jesus Christ. I don't baptize them to get them saved. I don't baptize them to maintain their salvation. I don't baptize them in order to enhance their salvation. I baptize because they are saved." When Peter told the people in Acts chapter 2 to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, he wasn't saying in order to get the remission of sins. He was saying because you already received the remission of sins. Just like if you watch an old Western movie where it says Jesse James wanted for bank robbery, it wasn't an employment ad wanting to hire Jesse James to rob banks. They wanted him because he already robbed the banks. And it's the same thing with baptism. We get baptized because we already trusted Christ as our Savior. Of course, that leaves out infants, babies, because they can't put their faith in Christ, and you can't stand in for them and say, "Oh, I'm standing in for them," and because it doesn't wash away original sins. The baby's making no profession of faith in Christ. Only when somebody genuinely trusts Christ as their Savior and gives public profession of their faith in Christ, do we baptize somebody? Well, and that's by immersion, because it pictures the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ as Christ went into the tomb and then came up out of the tomb. They didn't throw a little dirt on his head and say he was buried. They immersed him in the tomb. They put him wholly into the tomb, and then they brought him, and then in the resurrection, he came completely out of the tomb. Well, didn't intend on spending so much time on baptism, but I just wanted to share that the nation's founders, while not all of them were Baptists, not all of them were born-again Christians, they had a Judeo-Christian worldview. This is what prompted them to write in the Declaration of Independence. And I'm not going to read the entire thing, but I just want to highlight a couple of things where he says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separate, to the separation. And they recognize right there God, nature's God, the laws of nature and of nature's God. Now, what that tells us right there in that one statement is that the founding fathers of the United States of America back in 1776, they realized that there was a God and that this God was sovereign over nature, that this God had established laws. We call them today the laws of physics, the law of gravity, the law of conservation of energy, mass and energy, and all these various laws that we use to describe the laws of nature. Things that happen. We know that if you get a magnet, the north pole part of the magnet is attracted to the opposite part of the other magnet, the south pole part. You put the north pole part and the north pole part of the other magnet apart, it pushes them away. Has to do with laws dealing with magnetism. We also know that, like I said, if you drop something, it falls to the ground. It has to do with gravity. But there's plenty of other things. I'm not going to get into a physics discussion here right now. But this is a recognition that there is a God that created this world and that he set up the laws which govern this world. And the laws by which this world is governed, the physical laws, are such that were they even the tiniest bit different, we would not be able to have life as we know it existing in this world. This world is designed for life. This universe is designed so that with the laws of physics and all, life can exist. And so as a consequence, we're here. God designed everything, and they recognize it, which probably is why in the very next paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, they say, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing powers and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. It goes on talking about our right to form a new government. But it says here, all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator. And as I said, they recognize nature's God, the Creator, and that He created us, He created you, He created me. At the moment of conception, we have a new life created. It's an amazing thing. At the moment of conception, there's a series of zinc receptors across the surface of the egg that at the moment of conception, it causes a chemical reaction which causes these receptors to release zinc ions, and it fluoresces like a light show, which announces, if you were watching, you would see, and there are things showing the fluorescence of mice eggs and other animal eggs, and then experiments show it happens with humans as well. And I believe that's in a sense that the moment that life has been created here, a new distinct DNA combination has formed, half from the mother, half from the father, and as it come together in a unique combination, this fluorescent light show across the surface of the egg, a new person is created, and God has created that person, a mind, a soul, I should say, a body, and then, of course, the spirit, which unfortunately is still later on, you know, I don't want to get into this right at the moment, bring up a number of things, but later on, of course, because of the sin nature, we have to trust Christ as our Savior. But what I'm trying to get at is we're created. And we're created by our Creator and endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And the first one that's noted here is life. Life. You know, the Supreme Court Justice Thomas has said that the Supreme Court needs to look up and look at these cases, these suits that are dealing with various restrictions on abortion. Remember, Ohio's Governor DeWine just recently signed into law the heartbeat bill. And the heartbeat bill has been challenged by the ACLU as to whether or not it's constitutional. Well, look here. This foundational document, the Declaration of Independence, says that we are created with certain unalienable rights. Among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life. This is one of the things we're created, this right to life. And to take away someone's life for trivial reasons, God is going to judge people for that. God will judge and has judged our nation for allowing life to be ended for trivial reasons. There are certain areas or certain ways that God has allowed for life to be ended. Capital punishment is one that's outlined in the scriptures. Also, if you're defending your life or defending someone else's life, also in the course of warfare, there are certain cases where lives can be put to an end. But just to get rid of a life because it's inconvenient, because you didn't plan on it, or any number of reasons it's given for abortions, ending a human life that's created by our Creator. And even here in the Declaration of Independence, they recognize that. Well, we're quickly running out of time and a lot of things I would have mentioned as well, but let me run to the end of the Declaration of Independence. And we're coming down to the last paragraph, I believe it is. He says, "We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world." What this tells us is that they were putting their reliance in God and appealing to God to bless their efforts, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, due in the name of the authority of these, of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, and that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown. And it goes on talking about this. And then they conclude with this statement here, "And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence." Now, when they said divine providence there, they meant God. "With the firm reliance on the protection of divine Protestant, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." You know, our nation was founded by people who believed in the God of the Bible. And this country that they've given to us is a country that God has blessed in so many ways. I don't know why there's so many people out there who hate this country and think it's the most evil country in the world. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. Are we always doing the right thing as a nation? Absolutely not. But I'll guarantee that this country has been blessed of God and has had more godly origins than any other country, I believe, other than the nation of Israel that God specifically called and created. You know, this is a blessing to be living in the United States of America, but we need to pray for our country, we need to pray for our leaders, and we need to pray for each other. We need to pray that God's word reigns supreme over this country. Well, God bless. I want to thank you for listening today, and join us next time. Have a great weekend. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.